Welcome to the I Wonder Doctor podcast with David Rosensweet, MD. I Wonder Doctor integrates traditional and complementary medicine with the goal of helping you to get well, to get healthy. It is designed to be done in real life, in real time, by real people, and seeks to inspire as many aha moments as possible.
Hello. It's 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm Dr. David Rosensweet, and we're live with I Wonder Doctor. So to all of you around the world and all the ships at sea, if you have any questions for me, this is the time I love to answer your questions. And you can email us, and you can also call us live on this telephone number, 888-502-8886. That's 888-502-8886. And we look forward to hearing from you. And today I'd like to start off by talking about what life is like when the moment occurs when you really are awake and aware and you see the beauty in one of your children, the beauty in a spouse or a friend, the beauty in one of your pets like a dog or a cat or a canary or a bird. You're right there. You feel it. You see it. And you're in one of those, I'm all the way present in the moment, experiencing exactly what's going on. And those thoughts aren't going through your head. You're not thinking of, do I have to put the laundry in? Do I have to call the butcher or the baker or the candlestick maker? You're not thinking about the past. Oh my goodness, I'm so uncomfortable. What happened to me when I was 2 years old? No, you're right there in the moment, seeing the beauty of your loved ones or the beauty of a sunset. Well, this is a goal. It's really, life is only taking place in the exact moment we're in. And I love my mind, my goodness. It's such a blessing. But at the same time, there's proper usage of it, and it can come in and interfere with your actual experience. So if you're looking at a rose and you're thinking, oh, this rose smells so terrific, I got to buy a dozen roses, you're not all the way connected to that rose. Well, let me tell you about what it's like when you're not. Why would you not want to stay connected to the moment? Because sometimes we don't want to be awake and aware and sensing of our own internal emotional feelings. And because of that, we've learned how to go up into our mind, think about the past, think about the future. So if you develop the skill to be able to feel whatever is going on in you in the moment, and you just feel it, you'll develop a skill that'll serve you everywhere. So it won't matter if someone that you're talking to, like a best friend or a business colleague or a potential date, is upset and is disturbed and you're getting triggered by it. It won't matter if you notice, oh, my own internal discomfort is being triggered. I can feel that. Oh, I feel afraid. Okay. Well, I'm going to still be present in this business conversation and simultaneously be conscious of, feel my own fear. That's all it takes. You don't have to change it. You don't have to heal it. Oh, this is the skill of a lifetime. Get this one. It'll help you show up in any moment that you're in, because you won't care that much. It won't matter to you if you're showing up in a moment of a sunset or your doggy wagging his tail and looking at you so lovingly. And I remember as a young man, I was delivering babies at home. Sometimes I'd come home late from a delivery and I'd walk into my young, beautiful son. He's 2, 3 years old and he's so eager to see me. And I'm tired and I'm not paying full attention. And, you know, what happens to him when he's loving his daddy? Sees me and I'm not paying attention. And he might see some kind of scowl that doesn't have anything to do with him on my face. And very often, what would happen is he'd get uncomfortable. And then I'd look at his face and I'd see, oh, there's my son, he's uncomfortable again, which would scare him further. And in a little while, he'd be upset. And who was the origin of that upset? He was excited to see me come home. And we can do this to the people in our lives. We can come in and not be in a terrific mood, and someone's so eager to see us, and they look at our face, and they see, what? And it scares them a little bit. They're a little uncomfortable. People so often say, what did I do wrong? And they think they did something wrong. So their face changes, and then you look at your new date that you're on the first date with, and their face all of a sudden is a little contorted, and you go, well, that couldn't be my eternal spouse or soulmate, because they don't look that good. If they were my spouse, they'd be looking at me lovingly every single second, all of the time. Well, you know, why am I going into this? Because if we can be willing to be conscious of what are we feeling, what are we putting out, and we accept that, we don't change it. We just feel what we're feeling, like fear or like upset, and allow it to be the energy it is. It will dissipate. It will fly away. And you'll feel the peace as you come to be feeling and accepting of your very own self. This is how we develop self-acceptance. We do it. We actually do the action of self-acceptance. It's an act of unconditional love. This is how we learn unconditional love. Well, big topic. We go into it quite significantly in the I Wonder Doctor video series. So if you subscribe to the weekly school called Anxiety and Depression, there's a lot of tools that so many of them come down to recognize what you feel, feel it, accept it. It's life-changing. And it's health-changing, because if you do that, you're not going to trigger your biological fight or flight, ramp up your adrenals, raise your blood pressure, cause heartburn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is the key to the highway. Recognize what you feel and accept it. Learn unconditional love. All right. Well, we have questions, so here we go. And once again, you can call in live to 888-502-8886. Did I get that right? 8886. And here's a question from Joan. I have been told to drink warm water and lemon in the morning. I also take meds in the afternoon, 4 p.m. I also take meds in the a.m. She takes four of them. What do I take first? Thank you. You're welcome. I'd like to give you the answer. Warm water and lemon. Ancient practice. I think I mentioned this before, but I used to work as a busboy at a Lake Michigan resort when I was a teenager. And it was an old, it had a lot of families there. And what I noticed about the older folks is, what would they order first thing in the morning? A cup full of warm water and lemon. And I thought, oh, this is an older person's drink. And years later, as a doctor, I learned the reason they did that, it was a very good laxative. So it's a lovely thing to do. I mean, just water in the morning, water all day long. But what a great way to start the day with water, warm water, and the lemon. Some people have a need for alkalinization. Most of us do. And it's a lovely thing to start the morning with. And then the medications. Well, so many medications you take on an empty stomach, and other medications you should take with food in your stomach, and it makes a difference. For example, a gross example, aspirin, you wouldn't want to take it on an empty stomach. Your best shot at not burning your stomach would be to take it when your stomach was rather full. And this also goes for nutritional supplements. Most nutritional supplements you take with a meal because you need the extra digestive power. So you want to discriminate between those four medications that you're taking in the morning. Are any of them, can they be taken on an empty stomach? And most likely, it would be fine to take all of them if they could be taken on an empty stomach with your warm water and lemon. So there you go. A wonderful way to start the day. Joan, email us, text us, let me know where you're from. I'd love to know who the people are that we're talking to. And then, excuse me. Here's a question from Angela. How do you know what supplements to add to our diet? Good question. I love the basics. Why do you need to add supplements to your diet? Well, no matter how great the food is, unless you're pulling food fresh out of your own garden, there's a loss between the time the vegetables, for example, leave the ground and the time there's a loss of nutrients and the time they arrive at your lunch or dinner plate. And just time alone and exposure to heat and light, you get diminished amounts of vitamins and minerals. So we've known that forever, and that's with the best of cases. If you're eating a salad where the lettuce came from the west coast of the United States, and you live on the east coast, that was days and days in transit, and that goes for eggs and anything you can name. And so there's a loss of nutrients in transportation. So we're not starting off with a full complement of nutrients in our food. And then you add to it the modern day lifestyle, though my goodness, it's probably been the ancient day lifestyle and everything in between, where there's a lot of stress. Maybe you've noticed it. Maybe you don't have any stress in your life day to day. And it's not so much the stress that it's in our life. In fact, it's not the stress for most people. It's how we respond to the stress. How is our knowledge base and skill at responding to the stress in our life? Well, fight or flight biology, stress biology, calls for a major increase in nutrients, including vitamins and minerals. So that's a little long way to say, Angela, that we do want supplements in our diet, but you already asked that. So how do you know which ones? Well, I love to start with a great multiple vitamin and mineral combination. Great. Now let's see. Anyone who's gone out there to see, well, what's a good multiple? I mean, it's just a ton of information out there, all of them claiming that they're the greatest on the planet. And what I learned very early on, this is 40 years ago, about nutritional supplements, like anything else, there's real cheap stuff that doesn't get absorbed and it's real cheap to produce. And it's got the same chemical name as the best stuff on the planet that's being produced, and there is great stuff being produced. So one place to look is in our Wonder Doctor store. I've been working with nutritional supplement manufacturers for most of my adult career, and man, sooner or later, you find your way to the top, to the very best stuff. And so your nutritionist who's taken a special interest in nutritional supplements, or your chiropractor, or your acupuncturist, or your naturopathic doctor, they're going to be caring. So just ask them for advice. They may have it in their office. They've already done the pre-screening because they know how to find the great companies too. And that's the biggest thing about the supplements, is having a great company. Now, which ones? A great multiple vitamin and mineral, an antioxidant formulation, and usually for most people, unless you're eating a lot of fish, an omega-3 fat supplement. And then I like vitamin C. And most people need vitamin D. I like a vitamin C with bioflavonoids in it. And that's a great base to start. In fact, if you look in the I Wonder Doctor store, under any of the categories, you'll see they all lead off with what I consider to be the greatest multiples for women and a different multiple for men. So there you go. Start there. And then build from that. Nice to hear from you, Angela. And here is a message from Linda Bernardi. My nurse practitioner for women's health has prescribed Deplin 6 milligrams. Is this the supplement L-methylfolate by life? Is the supplement L-methylfolate by life extension an adequate alternative? I've had genetic testing, and my body has difficulty processing B12. I also have low thyroid and have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Ah, yes, Linda. Good question. This is a nice technical question, and this really represents how much more we know these days about in-depth things that matter to the body, because there's a certain percentage of people who genetically, they've got a little bit of glitch there where they still can process folic acid and the whole folate cycle, but they don't do it as aggressively as is optimal, especially with the increased needs that we all have. So you need a special folate, and a methylfolate is a great one to have, and many companies produce this one. And the company that you mentioned, Life Extension, that's a good company. They've got a lot of knowledge. They've got a lot of wonderful advisors. There's many good companies that produce this. You have a little slowness in the methylation process in general, and how you process folic acid. So bravo, that's a good one for you. Deplin, what happened? This is produced by a pharmaceutical company. Why did they do that? Because recently, in recent history, they figured out that this was a problem. Now, pharmaceutical companies, they can produce very pure products, and oh, we're getting a call. And excuse me. And pharmaceutical products companies, they really know how to produce great medications. Not that I'm a fan of all medications, but there's a time and place for everything, including powerful medicines. But they're new to the vitamin company, to the vitamin scene. And this methylfolate has been worked with by the supplement companies for a long, long time. So there's no doubt in my mind that I would go straight to the supplement companies for methylfolates, that's for sure. And I don't know what the expense difference is because I haven't investigated Deplin, but go to those supplement companies, especially the good ones. They've cared about this for so long, and their love and their expertise is in nutritional supplements. So there you go. And you have a couple other things saying there. Your body has difficulty processing B12. Yes, well, in B12 is so necessary for us, and especially for vegetarians, where the vegetarian diet has very, very little, if any, B12 in it. And B12 is a trick. It's one of the, of all the essential nutrients, it's one of the largest molecules that we encounter. Thus, it's one of the most challenging molecules for our body to digest and assimilate. So that means if you swallow B12 and it goes into your stomach, you may or may not be able to digest it and assimilate it. In fact, it's one of the few substances I know that has its own specific digestive factors that should be produced by the stomach. It's called intrinsic factor, and it requires adequate hydrochloric acid. I know I'm getting a little technical here, but what I'm leading towards is that the best way to take B12 is from a really good company that's producing a methyl B12, methylcobalamin, not a cyanocobalamin, and that you take it sublingual, stick it under your tongue, let it melt. That bypasses the digestive process. It'll absorb right into your bloodstream. So for those of you who have challenges with B12, take an adequate dose of B12, at least 5,000 micrograms, that's 5 milligrams, under your tongue once a day. Now, B12 works in concert with folic acid, but I'm not sure exactly what trouble processing the B12 that you have. I suspect it might be digesting and assimilated. How much hydrochloric acid does everybody have? Well, you hear about heartburn. Certainly anyone with heartburn must have too much. Wrong. Counterintuitive. Please go to our I Wonder Doctor series on digestion, and you're going to learn that most adults over 40 do not have adequate hydrochloric acid. That means you're going to have trouble assimilating B12. And do you have intrinsic factor to begin with? Adequate. So again, under the tongue, B12 can solve a lot of those issues. And you're mentioning thyroid. Low thyroid. Low thyroid is epidemic. And so many people don't have frank, gross thyroid insufficiency. They wouldn't be diagnosed by traditional methods as being hypothyroid, but they can be functionally hypothyroid. That means they have enough thyroid hormone to keep things moving along a little slower, a little with less energy, less pep, less bowel movements, more constipation, more dry skin, a whole host of symptoms from hypothyroidism, because hypothyroid is such a powerful, like all the hormones are, it has so many different beneficial effects. So you can have what my upbringing in medicine, the traditional laboratories would call within the normal range, thyroid blood test, oops, it doesn't take someone long working with the blood test for thyroid to realize this represents too wide a range of people. It's based on a statistical analysis of the American laboratory going public. And a lot of them are hypothyroid. So you don't want to go. Anyone who is really investigated into thyroid and understands functional hypothyroidism is going to use a narrower range of what they consider to be adequate. So you want to be sure your interpretations are done by someone who's really zeroed in on this subject. And you want a free T3, free T4, TSH, and reverse T3, minimum. I spoke pretty fast, but you need those to interpret it laboratorially. Now, and most thyroidologists, certainly the one that trained me, said you don't need blood tests to detect when someone's low thyroid. So I'm lingering too much on thyroid for this particular call-in, but it's a very, very important topic, and you can be functionally low in thyroid. You have enough thyroid to do the basics. You fall within the regular traditional laboratory ranges, but you're low functionally in thyroid hormone. So it's great to take it, and it's great to take it prescribed from an expert who understands the difference between being low in T4 and being normal in T4 and low in T3. You want to find someone, and there's wonderful books, one by Dr. Brownstein, who talks about this, and we talk about it. We train physicians in this, and we talk about the specifics of thyroid in our teaching work. So all of these really matter, because fibromyalgia, it's such a catch-all diagnosis. It's got a lot of different elements to it, and you want to sort out the elements. It's like anything else. Might seem mysterious in the beginning, but it's got causes, and they always boil down to nutrition, faulty exercise, too much or too little, toxicity. A lot of people have toxic issues that can really interfere with the internal biochemistry and how you respond to stress. I'm not saying stress. I'm saying how you respond to stress. It all comes down to that. So you can always approach something as extensive as fibromyalgia by tuning up every one of those areas of your life. That could include fancy detoxification. It could include getting very specific nutrition for you yourself, supplementation. And then there's some esoterics that a functional medical doctor, a functional osteopathic doctor, a naturopathic doctor, they know how to bounce down that trail of fibromyalgia and check you out. How's your immune system doing? How's your intestine doing? How is every system in your body doing? Because there's a number of things that have caused the fibromyalgia, and there has never been a diagnosis of any human being on this earth that when you focus down and figure it out, that someone on this planet hasn't reversed and come back to health. So healing is possible. Thank you, Linda. If you ever wanted to call in, we could even, discussing this with you, we could even sort out some of the things that you have on the phone, including to get you assistance, to get you to a functional doctor who really understands how to follow the bouncing ball with fibromyalgia.
A very big thanks to all the people it takes to produce these. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure to head on over to iwonderdoctor.com for all the rest that we have to offer.